From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. America's vice presidential candidates spar in their only pre-election debate. The two U.S. vice presidential contenders, Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence, met in their only debate Tuesday in Farmville, Virginia. Both men spent most of the time attacking the presidential candidates of the other party, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, as we hear from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Pence and Kaine clashed over foreign policy, with Pence alleging that the U.S. has grown weaker under the leadership of President Barack Obama.
After traveling millions of miles as our Secretary of State, after being the architect of the foreign policy of this administration, America is less safe today.
For his part, Kaine took aim at some of Trump's foreign policy proposals, including on nuclear policy.
Donald Trump believes that the world will be safer if more nations have nuclear weapons. He said Saudi Arabia should get them, Japan should get them, Korea should get them.
Historically, vice presidential debates have had little impact on the outcome of presidential elections, and the second Clinton-Trump debate comes in only 5 days. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Southern Haiti is an isolated disaster zone after Hurricane Matthew tore across the island Tuesday, destroying power and telephone lines and washing away the only bridge connecting the peninsula to the rest of the country. Matthew slammed into Haiti Tuesday with winds of 230 kilometers per hour and fierce rain, killing at least 9 people in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Matthew struck Haiti after roaring across the Dominican Republic, where at least 4 deaths had been reported. This is VOA News. With American helicopters providing air support, Afghan forces battled with Taliban in the northern city of Kunduz for the third straight day Wednesday, following the multi-pronged attack launched by insurgents earlier this week. The fighting in Kunduz, which fell briefly to the Taliban a year ago, came as Afghanistan's leaders and officials from over 70 nations gathered in Brussels seeking to drum up billions of dollars for the cash-strapped Kabul government as it battles the Taliban insurgency and rampant corruption. Also Wednesday, the Taliban began forcing people from their homes in an effort to start an exodus from Kunduz, similar to what happened a year ago when half the population of around 300,000 fled the city. A prominent Hong Kong democracy activist was reportedly detained in Thailand at the request of Chinese authorities before being sent back on a plane to Hong Kong. Joshua Wong, a 19-year-old student who gained notoriety for his role in Hong Kong's 2014 pro-democracy umbrella movement, was detained upon arrival at a Bangkok airport Tuesday and later placed on a return flight to Hong Kong. Upon returning to Hong Kong, Wong talked to reporters at the airport.
I arrived at Bangkok airport around 1 a.m. in the midnight Hong Kong time. While I arrived, the immigration department representative and the police force got my passport and hold it up. They sent me into the detention room and actually they've limited my basic freedom.
Wong was traveling to Bangkok to speak about his campaign for democracy at a city college, according to a post on the Facebook page belonging to his political party, Domusisto. Pro-democracy protesters gathered outside the Thai consulate in Hong Kong Tuesday to protest Wong's detention and his return to Hong Kong. An airport immigration official confirmed only that there had been an order to detain Wong, but refused to say from where it came. China's foreign minister released a statement saying it respected Thailand's authority to stop people from entering the country in accordance with the law, but did not indicate whether that request had come from Beijing. 3 scientists won the Nobel Peace Prize in Chemistry Wednesday for developing the world's smallest machines, 1,000 times thinner than a human hair, but with the potential to revolutionize computer and energy systems. Frenchman Jean-Pierre Sauvage, British-born Fraser Stoddart, and Dutch scientist Bernard Benveringa shared the 8 million kroner prize for the design and synthesis of molecular machines, according to the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.